Now, to finish this week, to the person who arguably began it all, the birthday girl herself, born 40 years ago. We met up in Grantchester, Cambridge, at a memorial service to unveil a plaque for Jean Purdy, who worked with Bob Edwards and Patrick Steptoe, and, as she puts it, watched her dividing in a dish when she was first conceived.
Louise Brown, and I'm the world's first IVF baby. I was 4 years old, just before I started school. And Mum and Dad thought it would be best to just say that I was a little bit different to everybody else, the way I was born and conceived, because children can be quite cruel sometimes, and they just wanted to be so that I was aware, that I knew if anybody said anything, that I knew about it. I didn't fully understand it, but they showed me the video of my birth, said that was how I was born, slightly different, and they sort of left it there. And I picked up the rest of it, listening to Mum and Dad be interviewed. If I had any questions for Mum and Dad, I could ask them and they'd explain it to me.
Do you get a lot of attention?
On special occasions, yes. Whenever my birthday has a 0 or a 5 on the end of it, people seem to get excited. So I'm semi-used to it.
When did it sort of dawn on you how special the process that resulted in you was?
I think I must have been between 12 and 14. It was mainly coming to events here at Bourne that sort of brought it home, when you see all the children and people used to say, yes, Louise, and you're the very first. And also the press wanting to take pictures or interviews. None of my friends did that, so.
I wondered when you said about 14, because that would coincide with sex educations at school and that kind of thing. I wondered if that was what began to hone it down in your mind.
Yeah, definitely, because I can remember we had, when I was in senior school, I went into the science lab and opened the science book, and there was a big picture of me in there. And the teacher said, yes, Louise, you're in this book. And I was all embarrassed, surrounded by test tubes and Bunsen burners and things like that. So yes, my son's 11 and he is aware now of the difference, the way I was born to the way he was born.
And are you an only child?
No, my mum went on 4 years later to have my sister Natalie. She was born in 1982 and she was the world's 40th.
40th test tube baby.
Yes.
Do you like that phrase, test tube baby? Because it doesn't really involve a test tube, does it?
I prefer IVF now. Everybody says IVF and I prefer that.
Now, when you came to have your own kids, did it cross your mind at all, or even before you had them, you were born in a slightly special way, might there be consequences for your own fertility? Did that cross your mind?
I was always asked, as I got older growing up, would I consider IVF? And obviously, yes, I would. But I never actually thought I would need to. And this is the problem. You don't think about it when you're younger. So, and then once I got married, 2 years later, we had Cameron. So I didn't sort of think about it. I just assumed, like most people do, that you've got no problems.
And he came along naturally?
Yes.
Do you get asked by people about whether or not you're healthy? Because one of the worries that was expressed, even James Watson, DNA pioneer, was suggesting things like, we are playing God, we are potentially damaging the genetic integrity of the human race. Do you ever get asked that sort of thing?
People do ask if I've had tests. I know I had a lot of tests when I was first born, but that's it. I haven't had anything since the day I was born.
And you're otherwise pretty hale and healthy?
Yeah, absolutely fine. I don't have any problems, conceived naturally. Yeah, I'm fine.
What was the reaction of your parents to your arrival?
Well, Mum, I don't think Mum got to see me till the 26th of July because it was a C-section, so she was knocked out. I think my dad, as I recall seeing on a video, I think he was shaken and had to give me back to the nurses because he was like, I don't think he could quite believe it.
And when you come back to Bourne Hall now, because obviously the people who made yourself, bit of a strange concept that, isn't it, then set up Bourne Hall and have now helped tens of thousands of people since. What's it like when you come back?
It's almost like my second home. I love spending time with the people here. It's beautiful grounds. And also I've got really good memories of all four people that are unfortunately no longer with us there. So I love coming back.
one of the staff at Bourne Hall said to me, it's quite unusual because when people come to have embryos put back, they often bring their mum, and it's not normal that your mum's present at your conception.
No, it's a bit weird. My mum wasn't present at my son's conception, so...
Any parting message from anyone else?
If you're an IVF child, then we rock. And if you're thinking of having IVF, go for it. Mum believed it would work, and there are now, I think, nearer sort of 8 million of us. So, yeah, go for it.
That was Louise Brown there, and happy birthday, Louise, from all of us here at The Naked Scientists.